Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Mike. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through John 4, 46 to 50. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. John 4, 46 to 50. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the word or phrases that you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, take a moment in your own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through His Word. Consider now how we practice John 4, 46 to 50 in our everyday living. How is this passage of Scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way that you can apply this Word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's Word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.